Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotep, Abarigani, Assalamu Alaikum. It's Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. We back again, Collective Minds, where you ain't gotta, we ain't all gotta think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we back another week. 2020 has been amazing. It has been dynamic. And, y'all, you know, everybody know about the presidential election, so we gonna get into that. This is our post-election show. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. But before we do that, Brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel, how was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for us?
Okay, okay. I had a great week. Very busy, very productive. I'm thankful and looking forward to a productive rest of the year. But with all the things, I'll announce that later. But no other announcements. I'm doing fine. Thankful.
All right, yes, indeed. And my brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for us?
Yes, my week is bittersweet. Bittersweet. I've been getting to the bag all week, stacking my squirrels for
it
the
winter. It is what it is.
Stacking my nuts for the winter. Just, you know.
That's right.
Getting my stuff prepared. You know, make sure the house is good.
That's right.
But when you said on Collective Minds, we all may not think alike, but we all got to think. Well,
yes,
I feel
sir.
Bad because I don't think a lot of us are thinking. A lot of us are not thinking. And yes, I'm very disappointed in the state of what happened to the most honorable 45, President Donald Trump. I'm disappointed. So it's bittersweet for me.
Yes, indeed. And definitely, family,
yeah,
we'll
be good,
that.
But I'll be good.
Yes, sir. No, we go get into that. We got to talk about that. This is a post-election show. This election was one of the closest elections in history, quote unquote. More people voted from what they're saying, and everybody was focused on trying to get the Don out. Don had his supporters, but it seemed like the media was everybody was against Don. Even Fox turned on Don. Fox News. You feel
yep.
me? So it was very interesting how things played out. So it stretched out. So for those that don't know, and we gonna let y'all go in. Queen Rogers and Mufasa, then we go hit the call lines. But, you know, for those that don't know, if you've been under rock, Biden was given the presidency, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago. What was that, yesterday? And, that's what they declared. Don said he not conceding yet. He said they were still in votes. He, I think, pressed some charges, filed some cases. The Don was out playing golf yesterday and today from what they was reporting. You know what I'm saying? So he don't think he lost, so it's still pretty much, I say it's still up in the air how things go play out. But Biden has accepted the nomination. We gonna get into all that, you know what I'm saying, the reaction from the people. So hit us up, 929-477-1697. So, yeah, Queen Rigel, you got to give us your thoughts on, you know, everything that has transpired in the last week. Yes, indeed.
And I want to do something a little bit different today. I want Mufasa to go before me, you know. I really think he should. I'm going to pass it to my brother Mufasa. And I'll wait after him.
Yes, indeed. So, my brother Mufasa, the question to you. Your boy lost. They saying that Biden got the votes. It came down to these few states, Pennsylvania, Washington, Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, all these states that they be naming. They got these electoral votes. And they ended up giving it to Biden. You know what I'm saying? So what are your thoughts, my brother, on the Don taking the L? Or do you think it's over? I add that question. Do you think it's over, and what do you think about everything, bro?
Well, no, it ain't over. It ain't over because, you know, even with this jacked up election, he's still in office on January 1st. But you know what?
True.
Let me tell you, let me be honest. I do want to congratulate a couple people. I want to say congratulations to the record number of dead people that voted this year. I got to give them a shout out. I also want to give a shout out to, it was record-breaking numbers of multiple voters, people who voted, you know, more than one time. So shout out to the people who voted 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
It is what it is.
And shout out to all the elderly people, you know, 90 plus, record breaking year that elderly people got out and voted as well. So I have to congratulate those people. Good job.
Hold on,
kudos,
my brother.
You
say some dead people voted. You got to go in on that. You say some dead people voted, my G.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, dead people. I mean, it's in these states, you got numbers of people that voted, the amounts of the people who voted that foresee even the amount of people that can vote in some of these places. The voter fraud that took place during this election, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. I'm sitting here watching. Like, y'all, me, Brother Kevin Rogers, we talked about this. They heard me. I ain't said this on air, though. I don't think I did. But I'm watching Trump's last rally that he was doing in Michigan. And I'm watching it on Fox News. I'm on YouTube. And I'm seeing all these crowds of people. Rallies are strong, you know. People just getting it in. I look on Fox News and look at the live streams. Trump's live stream was ranking at like 250,000 people. Obama was rallying for him. The live stream was like at 1,200. Joe Biden's was at 998.
Exactly.
How in the heck did these people get all this momentum and all these votes out of thin air? So, yeah, that's why I'm saying shout out to the dead people, elderly, and people who voted more than once. Because those are the ones who made these numbers fly off the charts. You got a president that was winning. Like you said, he was winning the election. Then all of a sudden, they stopped counting. Pump the brakes, y'all. Let's bring in the extra numbers. You had states like, Georgia, Nevada, another state we were watching too, where Trump was winning. Then they just stopped. The numbers hold, and we had to wait.
Pennsylvania.
What was that, right?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Then we had to wait 3-4 days later for these magical ballots to come in. So all of a sudden, see Biden's numbers shoot through the roof. So, you know, like I said.
Okay. Let me ask you this, and then I'm gonna let you go in, and then we can get to Roger. There's one last question. So, are you accusing the Democrats of cheating? Are you accusing them of being corrupt? Have they, you know what I'm saying? Have they cheated? Did some type of scam to win this election? Do you think?
Yes, they have cheated. Yes, they are scandalous. You let the real white supremacists went to work. The real white supremacists came forth and got to work.
Right.
Duped black folks. Played mind games on black people. And got busy with the voter fraud. Yeah. I keep saying this. A woman, and I'm talking about Kamala Harris, who will lie and say she's a black woman, knowing she ain't black, that's enough crookedness for me right there. I passed along a video where it broke down her parents, the history, where they come from, all that. She is not black, but because she has a dark tone, hey, we just supposed to adopt her. Because she got some brown skin, we just gonna adopt her and make her black. So, I mean, for anybody out there now, white people, Asians, whoever, you want to be black, look, just go get you a tan, move in the hood, stay in the hood for a couple weeks, and, you know, we'll pass you. Go to a HBCU, and you can become black, too. We'll give you the black pass, too. Anybody can be black. See, we like, man, I hate to say this, but we like prostitutes. Black people just get tricked and pimped all the time. They use us for anything they want to use us for. Then we just got used again. So I'm not going to go on my epic rant like I started to go on. But I did want to, like I said, give my congratulations. And I'm going to fall back and let Raiju in. You know, you go in, and I would love to hear what the callers have to say.
Yes, indeed. Right, whoa, man, you said a lot there, brother. Queen Rigel, you know, what are your thoughts on the election? You've been, you know, seeing how it's been playing out the last few days. The election was actually Tuesday, and we didn't get a winner until the other day. You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know how close it was. So, you know, what are your thoughts on the overall thing and Biden? You know, them giving the country to Biden and Harris.
You know, it's a mixture of everything. And I don't know what to call crying and laughing at the same time. What you call that? It's just
crying,
just mixed up with everything.
Clapping.
Right. What I said, what you call it when you crying and laughing at the same time?
Right, crying. You're crying.
But I mean, it's so much to say about this. And I know I'm usually pretty short, and I'm going to try to stick to that today. Just try to sum it up, because there's so much to say about this whole entire situation. I've been keeping up as best as I can with it, you know, for a while now, especially since the corona. And I knew it, and I know I said this on the show before, that I saw the shift coming. I knew that they was going to give it to Biden. And listen to my words. I knew that they were going to give it to Biden, going to give it to him, because that's how it usually play out with elections and things like that. That's why I'm not ashamed to express the reason, like I've been expressing before, the reason that I choose not to participate. Because this is not the first time. They do it all the time. Both parties do it.
Right.
They all do it. It's just, and I think Brother Kevin said this, they both cheat. You know, it's just a matter of who gets caught. So the voting system in itself, like I've expressed before, is not the best method. I hear everybody And trust me, everybody who say vote, who encourages it, and have their strong opinions, why, look, I'm not saying nothing bad about you guys at all, trust me. But my opinion, like I said before, you rush out to do this in a system that is corrupt. You don't have to participate. It's something that needs to take place first. Like I said before, if you just voting in general, yes, is a good tool. It's a good method in general. But it's not going to work if the people around it and that's governing and participating in it and ruling it, you know, who have the rulership over it and all that, whoever you want to call them to be, whether it's the citizens who do the voting and all that nonsense. But it's corrupt. The controllers are corrupt. So how do you think that this is going to play out anyway? You know, it's like other things need to be done first. It's the equivalent to me as putting some boots on, then trying to put on a pair of jeans. It's backwards. Voting system is fine if it's used properly and if it's used within the right environment, you know. So it's like, and you can see, and I talked to people, and I noticed that it was going to shift. I even won a bet. I don't know if I should throw this out there, though, but I even told someone that he was going to win. And I know I mentioned it on the show, too. But you can just see the shift. Anytime everybody is going in one direction, I question that because it's like, am I like them? You know, it's like I have to question the herd. Following the herd, I have to question. And I, when I tell you there was a major shift in how everybody turned on Donald Trump, it's like, and it surprised me that, you know, I talked to some people that, oh, I read so much. Oh, I read this, I read that. Whatever they were reading, they didn't even pick up on the shift. And I was trying to ask my people where the information coming from so I can find it and get another viewpoint of it, and I never could get it. And from what I was seeing, it was a shift. They was going against them. That, to me, kind of made me look at things a little wider because even in the Bible, many are called, few are chosen. The path is straight and narrow. All these little things that let you know if the herd is doing it, I don't know. You might want to think a little bit more about it, you know. Like, and then one last thing, I'll stop there. I'll end that there because go on, but I'll end it there because I want to say one last thing, too. My concern is now that Biden is in office is that he's going to tag up with Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. And now when this winter comes, as it approaches, now that Biden's in there, they're going to, this little vaccination that they've been keeping to the side, tucked in, going to come on out, whip on out, and they're going to start implementing it to the citizens. The healthcare bill that Biden is talking so much about, they're going to use that as a tool to make sure that people is able to get it, even though you know they're not, you know, they're still getting paid for it, even though you may feel like you're not being paid or you're paying for it at a low cost. It's still under insurance, so they're still getting paid for it. So the health care is important for them, and the way that Trump was trying to do it, I think would have probably interfered. So I think, you know, I don't know. One last thing, because I don't want to eat up too much time. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the Antichrist ushering in. So they looking at this man as a god, and I don't understand. They acting like he's a savior to the community. Trump divided the world. Oh, my God. It was so divided. Okay, now we got Biden. We're ready to heal again. He's getting ready to unite us. It's like, what? Okay. And I'm going to stop it there. I don't want to eat up too much time, and I don't want to keep babbling, and I want to other people have to say.
Man, yes, indeed. Yeah, that's interesting. They looking at Biden as some type of savior from Trump. But, you know, they painted the picture as Trump was so bad. But I'm gonna be honest, and we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. I'm going to be real brief. Yeah, so I was kind of thinking that Trump was going to win. You know, I said that from the beginning when he had won in 2008. I say, oh, Trump's a two-term president. And as it went on, I was still sticking to, you know, my original prediction. So to be honest, I was completely shocked by a Biden victory, you know. And I thought that black people had really, you know, kind of waking up and got hip to the Democratic game or just to the system in general. Because as we know, like Roger stated, both parties cheat. Just like whoever would have won, if Donald Trump would have won, the Democrats would have been choosing him of cheating, which you probably accused the Republicans of cheating, which it probably would have been. Just like the Democrats, Donald Trump accusing the Democrats of cheating, which they probably did. So this is the type of system we're dealing with. Why, as a black man, I'm just speaking for myself, I'm not going to even include other black people. Why, as a black man, should I participate in this system? When I know that it's corrupt, I know that these people are fraudulent, I don't have the money as a group or enough of us to fund a candidate so we can get something done. So that was my thing from the whole jump. Voting for either one of these guys was pointless. And it really, like, voting is one of the last things on the list if you're not playing the game. We're talking about politics. It's a dirty, nasty game. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. That's American politics. Like, you could play or you don't have to play. But at this point, it's like we have too much to do as a people to be participating in a fraudulent system that doesn't even render us justice. You dig what I'm saying? So that was my thing. So I was surprised by Biden winning, and the reaction that I'm seeing from people is kind of disgusting. My brother brought up Van Jones on TV crying. Like, these are the people, the weak people that the Democrats want to push. This is why their agenda hurts us. Joe Biden said in his first 100 days, he's going to prioritize LGBT rights and immigration rights. Like, this is in his first 100 days. So, black people, what are you celebrating for? Because both of those policies, in my opinion, undermine the black family, the black community, black society. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's over yet. I think Don's going to try to fight it. You know, it could break out into something even more serious. You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll see. It could break out into something more serious, but I don't see the transition being that smooth. You know, just like if you pay attention to world politics and things that go on, there's always a transition period from one leader to another, and sometimes those cause civil wars. You dig what I'm saying? And that happens in other countries a lot. And we'll see how this, you know, particular transition of power goes, because I don't think Trump is trying to get up out of that. But, again, people are playing chess. I just hate to see – it seems to me that black people have been fooled, and we just got rocked back to sleep because we think Biden is the savior. He's going to save us from Trump. So I'm not really feeling that energy right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, these Negroes walking around here scared, like, I'm not really on that time, so I just hate to see people being tricked and propagandized by the media. You know what I'm saying? The media straight spinning folks, and they're falling for it. But, you know, I digress, and, you know, we can get to the call lines, or if y'all want to respond, y'all can respond.
Hey, the only thing I'm going to say real quick is I had fun. You know what I'm saying? Messing with the Don, that's still my cat. And you almost got Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra, to claim an American, to claim being American. You almost got me. So after seeing this, I'm pulling myself right back to where I belong and not being a part of that foolishness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was a big statement.
Right.
I mean,
that.
Especially with what I've seen, and I hope I don't, I'm probably going to insult some people, but I have to do what I got to do. Especially out of what I've seen from black folks. Van Jones crying and whining over the victory. I mean, shedding tears. Breaking down crying like a female over this old white
Bruh,
man.
That was disgusting.
You weak. You weak. You know, just how they demasculate black men. It's just horrible to me. You know,
yeah.
So... Hey, you know, I'm done with it, you know. For black people, hey, I hope you get what you're asking for with Joe. I hope, because black people, at the end of the day, black people did run out, and the majority of black people I talked to were supporting Joe Biden. Now, for those who didn't get involved in the process, I understand. But for the ones who actively chose,
right.
to pick Joe, I'm questioning your thought process. You're not going to get anything with this man. At least with President Trump, he had a plan with bullet points that you could hold him accountable to. The Platinum Plan, you could hold him. He laid out a plan that you could hold him accountable to for the next 4 years. I ain't seen nothing from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. There is no plan. Ain't nothing on the table. And like Brother Kev just said, he done told you what his agenda is in his first 100 days and beyond. Is the same thing as when Obama was in there. Gays. You know, and also, ain't no more. You might as well stop calling. They just undocumented citizens. That's how Joe Biden and them are looking. Those are not illegal aliens. Those are just undocumented citizens. Because, you know, this country should accept everybody in, just be an open wound, an open bleeding wound to accept anything in it. Just come on in me. Come on in me. And that's what you're going to get with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So, hey, I'm stepping back from it all.
Yeah, bruh. And they try, when you have criticism on Kamala Harris, and we go get to the call lines in a second, family. This is the post-election show. You know, they say Biden won the election as they reporting, but my thing is, Muzz is still falling for the Trojan horse. Kamala Harris has slid in here like she's a black woman, and basically she brought it home for Joe Biden. Because that's who really won this presidency for him. And they've been talking about it is black people, you know, specifically black women. You know, black men was voting too, but a lot of us was like, you know, the real black men wasn't even voting, or I hate to say they might have been voting for Trump. You know what I'm saying? But we wasn't feeling the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, black men wasn't feeling the Democrats, period, because we understand how they played us. We understand how they try to put a wedge in between the black man and black woman. That's a Democratic agenda. That's what they push. You know, they try to elevate the black woman, make her the head of the household with, you know, welfare programs and, you know, these entitlement government programs to keep black people dependent on the government, where we need to be not dependent on them as least as possible. You dig what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. And then, oh man, it's just crazy. But yeah,
and then they gonna demasculate the black man. Like
they demasculate. Like, that's part of their agenda, to have these weak and gay black men represent. So they try to put gender and sexuality over being black, and that divides us. Because it's just like, you know, the minister and the NOI say, we don't. Nobody hates people because they gay. Like, that don't even make sense. We understand our family. We love our family. We just don't agree with the particular act per se. You know what I'm saying? It's just not conducive to a healthy society. if we keep it all the way 100. You know, we can play these games right. about how people feel and all this, but if we keep it 100, we know what's conducive to a constructive society. So it's not nothing about hate or nothing like that. But this agenda that the Democrats push is harmful to the black community, flat out. And they know that. That's why they push it. They put gender and sexuality over being black, and they don't even mention black. You know, they say LGBTQ, which includes black people, and they say immigrants, in which the immigrants are here to really replace black Americans, in my opinion. You know, but, yeah, let's get to the call lines, family. I'm rambling because this, you know, of course, this is
There's
a polarizing
so much,
topic. It's so much to go on. Yeah, so, yeah, let's hear the family. Let's get to the call line.
Okay, area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace, family. How's everybody doing tonight?
Peace,
man.
My brother, all is well.
Yeah, I'm gonna be brief. I gotta go. I need somebody to send me the audio copy of this particular show because I really want to see what Pianki has to say about this. But tell you that you guys need to go back and Kevin, I'm gonna send you a link and send it to the Queen, please. Look at Van Jones's message a week before the election, and pretty much he's told you that with this being 2020, there's a possibility that Trump can take the White House regardless of the fact that he lost the popular and the electoral votes. He has not conceded to acknowledge Joe Biden president.
Right.
The Democrats
right.
have pulled a coup on Donald Trump.
Right.
We mm-hmm. all know mm-hmm. that those votes are fraud.
Right.
See, like, niggas,
right.
niggas, y'all didn't even listen to Donald Trump during his first term, during a preliminary speech where he was saying that all this shit is a fraud. So he told you then it was a fraud. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that he proceeds with not conceding. And that this could possibly ignite a war between white supremacy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Because, see, here's
mm-hmm.
the deal.
Like, CNN and the corporate-controlled media, they're not talking about the fact that, you know, Joe Biden should be in prison for treason. He did business with China. Now, they want Trump out because he's the person
we know
that refuse to take money from China. So Trump is a needed enemy in this whole agenda, whether you like him or not.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah, I follow.
I don't play chess, but I look at life like chess. So these people are playing global chess on a massive level. So we got to stop looking at how niggas out here celebrating because, oh, yeah, we got Trump out. Well, technically,
mm-hmm.
you might not have gotten
mm-hmm.
out, got him out yet. You don't know how things are
going
to play out. And I'm hoping that it plays
right.
out in that way because what we need to be doing as melanated people of the continent is figuring out how we going to get ourselves out of this situation. Because I'm telling you,
under Joe Biden's administration,
I don't think
right.
he can figure out – I don't think he can finish out the entire term. You know what I'm saying?
He's not.
Because
he's
sick. He's got dementia. But see, that plays right into their hands because they want Kamala to do what they wanted Hillary to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, I really don't know how this thing plays out, man. It's definitely a movie where you have so many aspects. You have horror, you have sci-fi, you have all this stuff. But I'm really hoping
right.
that Trump pulls this out with them. And I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter. But I'm saying, like,
right.
to make this thing interesting, because I want to see Negroes respond to what's just out here breakdancing in the streets and
mm-hmm.
twerking and waffling
mm-hmm.
and everything else. You
right.
know, what's going to be your response? Because this is 2020, so anything's liable to happen. And, you know,
right.
I don't know, man. Like, I really want to see what's going to happen with this thing. It's going to be interesting how it plays out. Again, I think the Democratic Party has tried to pull a coup against the Republicans. And understandably, Trump is not a traditional Republican. he's actually a Democrat. He's been most of his life. And if you're dealing with a person
right.
that goes against the grain, that's what I like about him. You know, so
yeah.
We shall see what happens, man.
Yeah.
And
right,
yeah, I definitely got a role. But
yes,
I'm
indeed. Appreciate you, Carla.
I'm gonna send you Van Jones's link to Kevin and Mufasa and send it to the Queen.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Right on. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Right on, Carla. Peace. Yeah, I haven't seen the Van Jones thing, but I heard about it, and it was just, I don't know if I can bear watching that. But I do want to respond to Carla because he made some good points real quick when he talked about, you know, white supremacy basically having another civil war. And that is another step up. See, the mundane people that always just look at the news, you know, the mundane thing is Republican versus Democrat. Boom, boom, boom. That's the thing. They really believe in that thing. But when you look at it, Republicans and Democrats are part of the same white supremacy bird. So the thing is, they're trying to figure out how to rule for the next 50 years. They're trying to figure out how do we rule, you know, basically niggas. How do we rule niggas for the next 50 years? Excuse my French. But that's the battle they're having. You know what I'm saying? On another level up from the Republican and Democrat. Oh, that's cool, those policies. But they're trying to figure out how do they want to rule. Do they want to rule with the iron fist, you know, which Trump might come with, just the open white supremacy, in my opinion. He just come with, he lets you know what it is. Or do they want to come with the smile, pat you on the back? You know, the Democrats, they tell you how bad you got it, but don't want to do nothing about it. They want to keep giving you a little bit at a time, you know, a little spoon feed, but don't want you to have nothing. And I think, to the caller's point, we could have used Trump if we were strategic enough, because of his, you know, because of his arrogance, because of his, you know, he all about American this, American that, and, you know, black people built America and this and that. You know, he actually said that black people had built America. So with that, we can use him to a certain degree, just like white supremacists use black people all the time. But we so emotional, and we let the media tell we hate Trump, but no. Strategically, this man could have been used to our benefit, and some of his policies indirectly help the black community. He stands on immigration, build the wall. Facts, build the wall. They're illegal immigrants. The Democrats are prioritizing illegal immigrants, family. Like, come on.
Yep.
So over black Americans that live right here, that's why you go to your gas station and there's an Arab working there. You feel me? That's why you got these pop chicken and fish spots and all these herbs working there. And they in your community. Come on, family. We never thought about this. Like, these are immigrants.
Okay. You know
but
how they say you know how they say it, the lesser of two evils? Would you both agree that Trump is the lesser of two white supremacists?
Yes. Yes, that's an easy one.
At least we can agree to that.
We can agree on that because Biden is sneaky. Oh, my God. Come on, family. He wrote the crime bill. I don't know if folks, they really just don't care to, like, hear his speeches and hear how this man speaks. But, yeah, I think he's worse from some of the things he said. Man, come on. Come on, man. So, but again, we gonna
come
see
on,
how this
man.
Thing play out. The caller said a good word. He said a coup. The Democrats pulled a coup. So that happens all the time around the world. And when exchanges of powers happen, it could turn into some conflict. You know what I'm saying? But again, this is white people fighting. Black people have opportunity. You feel me? To get our things together, get our bread up, so we can get our next move popping. You know what I'm saying? Tighten up our ship, not let everybody claim to be black, you know, circle our wagons, clean up our shit, get the hood rat nigga mentality out as best we can, and handle our business. You know what I'm saying? We are world-class people. This is what we should be doing, like handling our business, cleaning up our shit as far as that, you know, that nigga mentality, hood rabbit, get that out of there and handle our business like, you know, like world-class folks. But if we keep depending on Democrats and handouts, and they're going to just keep, it's going to be like the little string with the thing. We just going to keep chasing this piece of meat for the next 150 years. Like, come on, fam. You know what I'm saying? It's like a doggy with the little meat. We be chasing that little piece of meat. Yeah. No, family. No. We don't want that. At least I don't. So if y'all want, hey, if you voted for that, have at it. You know what I'm saying? Knock yourself out, but no. But yeah, let's y'all wanna get to the call line, see what's popping.
Okay, area code 336-965. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I'm just listening in. I'm just trying to take it in what you're saying. It's very interesting what you're saying. And I'm just trying to listen what's going on, okay?
All right.
Okay,
yes,
thanks,
indeed. We appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you are on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well.
Just indeed. Peace, caller.
Your stomach been hurting.
And see, I have never seen anything like this before. But I tell you one thing, the major thing that should be sought is where you don't have tainted elections. I don't care if the candidates were Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. In this election, it's tainted. There's some fraud going on. And somebody said that Trump was up 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Then the voting stopped, and the next thing you know, it's close. I had all those votes going to come in for Joe Biden. This mail-in ballot, the type of voting that you should have is the paper ballot. When you vote, they give you a receipt. That's it. If somebody can't get out their car, bring out a machine to the curbside and let them vote that way. But these mail-in ballots where they send ballots to people, you don't know who is receiving these and who are mailing them back in. How do you even know that they're legal? Think about that. Another point. I think there's some software hacking going on. Those machines where you got touchscreen, I believe the software,
right,
just like the Stuxnet virus that caused Iran centrifuge to go crazy,
I believe
that when you touch, when you touch Trump Biden, that vote went to, when you touch Trump Pence, that vote went to Biden Harris. And when you touch Biden Harris, that vote went to Donald Trump. And I believe the software had a clock in it that at some point in time, that aspect of the software reserved back to where it should be. That's what I believe. And then I also believe that those mail-in ballots, how they bringing them in, and then they was post-dating them. You remember that you heard about the supervisor at the post office told the worker to post-date them? I mean, if they came in on the 6th, he said post-date them on the 3rd. All that stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, let me ask you this, caller, real quick. Now, would you use the words, would you say the Democrats pulled the coup?
Well, I don't like to say the Democrats, because I don't think all Democrats would be for that. It's some other lurking hand that's in the mix.
Got you. The invisible
hand. See, all
hand.
Democrats wouldn't be there. But I tell you one thing, these are the same things that blacks have accused happened to them in many different places.
Right.
Then you got the other thing, too. All during the 3 years of Donald Trump tender, they have been trying everything to get him out of the White House. They ain't worried about putting him in jail. They want to get him out the White House. all these different allegations about Russia, about the golden showers in Russia's bed, the quid pro quo with the Ukraine. Well, Joe Biden is on tape bribing the Ukraine. And then, where is Obama in all this? Well, when the Ukrainian officials said, well, your president said that this was, then Joe Biden said, well, call the president. Well, right then and there, he's telling you that Obama knows what he's doing. If you don't fire the prosecutor that's investigating his son, you don't get this $1 billion that Congress has already voted for you to have. Think. Then when you start looking at the other things that Hunter Biden is involved in, he's doing that because his father was the vice president. I mean, it's just like when they used to call Jesse Jackson a shakedown. Or, did you remember the book, Shakedown? Basically the same. So we have to look and see. Well, first of all, you got, 600 attorneys that's representing both sides of the both political parties that's going around and inspecting. It may be 1,000 and inspecting. Then you had cases where they wouldn't allow observers to do what they was there for, to observe. The courts allowed that. The court says it's okay to do this, and they didn't want to do it. Another point. You need to and see, here's the thing that gets me with blacks, and it's everybody too, but we're talking about black people, and not all. They don't do a research of not only the candidate that they're going to vote for, but also the issues. Because you have some political issues, propositions, and proposals, where if you vote yes, you really mean no. And if you vote no, you really mean yes.
Right. Exactly.
You follow me?
And they,
that's that trickery.
I follow you. Yeah. They deliberately make it confusing to trick up people if you don't, you know, if you're reading level not up there. But
you got a pencil, Mustafa. Get a pencil and paper. I'm going to run off some things. Tell me when you're ready.
Yes, indeed.
Look at
now we
between
do want to make,
Biden.
Make it plain, caller. We want to grab a couple.
I'm gonna make
callers.
It plain
make
between
it plain.
Biden and
that's
Biden and Trump. Look at the difference between the two when it comes to the economy, taxes, governance, health care, education, border security and immigration, infrastructure and housing, the environment, law enforcement. Did you know that Trump wanted to eliminate no-knock warrants? Biden say establish no-knock warrant standards. He don't want to get rid of that. Criminal justice, Second Amendment, military, foreign affairs, and China. And you will see the difference between the two. Well, is something else going on with Biden and the Democrats?
Play out real quick, caller. Tell us in 1 minute, tell us how you think it's going to play out, and then we're going to get to the next caller. 1 minute.
I hope that this team is doing the research, find what they need to find. But Trump could run again in 4 years if he wanted to. But we'll see. And here's another point. Blacks can never use that race card no more, saying that somebody's racist. You know why? Because you done stood in line and danced in the street electing a racist, a known racist.
Right.
No questions about it. Thank you.
That is true. All right, right on, Carla. Yeah, yes, indeed.
Man, I
don't know what it says.
I so wanted to ask him. I so wanted to ask the caller, do he feel sorry? Pardon me a little bit. I feel sorry for my people. I just feel sorry because we, like you just said, like, man, you just were so happy to go and vote for the bigger of the two races. Like, you just don't research enough. They pull the wool over my people's eyes so easily.
They did.
With all the facts he said and stuff we've been saying the past couple of weeks, all you still hear people say is, well, it don't matter. We just don't like Trump. We want him out of there. They could find Joe Biden. A video could surface of him molesting children. And my people still won't care.
They just want Trump out of there.
And that's sad. It's sad.
Bro. Yeah, it was pretty sad. Yep, y'all want to get to the call line? See what's popping.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to go with area code 314-568. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I got a couple comments.
Yes, indeed. What's good, caller?
First off, if I was a first time listener, I would perceive you all show as a Trump supporting show.
Trump
to be supporters. And you, everybody,
a Trump supporter.
I keep
right.
I keep hearing everybody say that they don't support either side of the table, but that's just an opinion. And I'm gonna say it like this, you know, we all black people, and we all grew up with the whole. With a whole lot of statements, but it seems now everybody's saying cheap, 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 cheap. I could have sworn on the Trump first go round that was put out there that Trump was just basically it was facts that Trump had been doing all kind of offshore cheating in his first election. You know what I mean? So now it's like, okay, since I lost with the cheating. And we already said that it's going to be cheating on both sides. So it's not like, okay, since I ain't getting picked up, let me take my ball and go home. Now he's mad because my cheating worked better than your cheating. And we were just listening to the guy say something about Biden's son and all of his dirt that he did. I could have sworn on the first go-round, it was all kind of dirt coming up with calls and stuff that Trump Jr. had did. So it's like, to me, I'm not a Biden fan, nor am I a Trump fan, but if I had to choose the two, I would go more Biden than Trump, me personally. But also, too, and Brother Mustafa, I'm sure the people at your minds wouldn't take well to you calling Don the Honorable. Like, now, you talk about all the black coon stuff, you calling this man the Honorable. Like, what has he done for you to where you put that kind of title on this man, the Honorable Don? You know what I'm saying? That just seems a little vague to me.
So let me ask you this, caller. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you know,
caller,
brother, you know, I have to just
go
in shock and awe there.
right. So let me ask the caller this real quick. Look, real quick. Now, why would you pick Biden over Trump?
Why,
you know what I'm
why
saying?
Would I
because
pick him?
Why would you choose Biden over Trump, considering Biden record? See, I don't know how much research you done on his record and the speeches he did and how he talked about black people and things of that nature. But why would you pick him over Trump?
I mean, it's noted that both is just ain't it's noted to me from what I've researched that both are known racists in a sense. You dig what I'm saying? But
exactly.
Me personally, exactly. I just don't agree with the anger. I think Trump.
No, we could just stop.
You
we could
anger.
Just stop right there.
Wait a minute, hold on, Brother
racist.
Kim.
Why would
hold
you
on,
vote
Brother
for
Kim.
A racist?
He was just
you know
he was getting.
I mean, but in a sense, you either got to vote or don't. You know what I'm saying? But on my end, if I chose to, I went Biden more or less than Trump, you know, and then they say Biden got insomnia. What'd you say? What he got?
Dementia.
He old
as
he now.
Dementia.
Have y'all sat back and listened to any of Trump conversations? Like, Trump to me sound like he barely got a high school education just from his conversation. You dig what I'm saying?
I want to ask you, you was getting ready to say something, and I wondered what you getting ready to say. What I thought you was getting ready to say. Were you getting ready to say that you lean more towards Biden because the things that Trump say and angers the people? Was that what you was getting ready to say?
Say that one more time.
Were you getting ready to say that you lean more towards Biden because the things that Trump said and angered people? Was that what you were getting ready to say?
No, I lean more of what. Towards Biden because of what Trump said that angered me. I ain't worried about the people. I'm talking about me personally. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you basically pick Biden because Trump has said some stuff that upset you.
Right.
Now it's the ride of the bells. And I'm saying me personally, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. whichever one of these guys are the president, my occupation ain't gonna change, my pay scale ain't gonna change, ain't none of that. I think Donald Trump is just a flat out racist, if you ask me. I think it's obvious. I like Trump because
they
he don't have
flat out. How do you like your racism? Do you like it behind your back? You want somebody smiling and patting you on the back like they cool? Or do you want somebody to be like, I don't really fuck with you, but you, you know what I'm saying?
But check it out. But the point I'm trying to make, just listening to the show for the last 2 weeks is just flat out bad stuff. If both of them are racist, I mean, if both of them are racist, both of them bad people, listening to you all talk for the last 2 weeks has been strictly bass Biden. But you're saying why is that?
And you know why? Because historically, black people have voted Democrat for the last 60 years and ain't got nothing.
So I'm going in on the Democrats
because I know when the Democrats win, black people think it's all sweet.
So we can go back to sleep. As a listener, listening to you do the show, you telling the listeners to vote Trump. Listening to the show.
No, that was just me.
You to me don't even count no more. I stopped listening to you when you called the little R. Kelly girl.
I advocate.
So your opinion.
No, I advocate.
Your opinion really don't matter no more.
That's what I did. I didn't vote for either one of them.
So Cosmic Kev, that's what you should be.
Cosmic Kev. I didn't advocate for neither one of them because it don't make sense.
But at the end of your opinion, that's what you should say. I advocate not because as a listener,
right.
Collective Minds sound like a Trump supporting show. You dig what I'm saying?
Right. Because that's the narrative that the Democrats have come with. If you're not supporting Biden, they automatically say you're a Trump supporter. If you say something about Biden, oh, you just a Trump supporter. That's the deflection.
But it's like a candidate Biden is.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a deflection.
But if I
criticize Biden, I'm automatically a Trump supporter. No. you know what I'm saying? I'm just criticizing Biden because of his record.
I can go in on Trump too.
You know what I'm saying? I can go in on Trump too, and I do. I call it a spade a spade.
As a listener, you haven't been.
But look, as a listener, I think black people should want open whites. We need to have that. Because what are we afraid of?
I'm agreeing with that.
Right. So why are our feelings hurt if a white person say they don't fuck with us? Cool. We good. Okay. This is what we gonna do.
And I just don't understand what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I just don't understand how you can support Joe Biden over Trump. Now this is the Trump supporter talking. How you gonna support Joe Biden? The honorable 45.
How can you
pick Joe Biden? Because you said you would lean over Joe over Trump. Trump had a plan with bullet points laid out specifically for black people.
What's the plan? What's the plan?
Do you know any of the... I'm going to tell you. So we had a plan
that we could hold the president accountable to.
We could have held him accountable to that for the next 4 years. You chose to pick a guy who has zero plan.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. You're talking about the plan that Des Magic came out at the air a couple months ago around election time? I didn't hear nothing about no platinum plan last year, the year before. Now, I could be wrong. The year before. But if I was coming up for re-election, I would magically have to come up with a plan that I said I was going to start working on also. That's what you're supposed to do, ain't it?
Does your candidate have a plan?
From what I know, yeah.
What is it?
No.
What is the platinum plan?
No, hold up. No, I asked you the question. First of all,
I'm not that deep into politics to where I'm going to argue apples and oranges. I ain't going to sit and lie like I know what this plan and what this law and what this section mean. That ain't what I do. So I can't sit and tell you what his plan is.
Well,
but from me listening to the little bit that I've been doing,
because all seriousness, you know, like all joking aside, that's the problem that I have. That's the problem that I have with a lot of my people.
Can you call off the honorable Don, the most honorable Don Platinum Plant? You know that from top to bottom.
If you have a moment.
Yes, I can.
If you have a moment, when we get off the air at 7:30, I'll go do the whole plan with you.
Pull it up on the internet and tell you exactly what it is. I'm asking you right now. Can you call off the platinum plan?
Hold on, this is what you do supposedly.
So when did the platinum plan come into effect? What is on the platinum plan?
But you still
What you're not hearing is, at least with my candidate,
I had a plan was in place that I could hold him accountable to.
We're not going
your
there. We're talking about the platinum
your
plan.
Your candidate has nothing.
We're talking about
zero,
you.
Just now. You know what your candidate has? Your candidate has the 94 crime bill that he used to incarcerate thousands of black people. That's what your candidate has on record. Your vice president was a prosecutor who locked up hundreds of black people. So that's what your candidate has.
Give me 10 seconds to make a point. Wrap it up. You're the diehard Donald Trump advocate. But just like I just told you, I'm not knee deep into politics, but you're sitting there advertising everything in your soul for this man, and I just asked you two simple questions. When does this come out? What is on this? And you couldn't answer neither one of them. So apparently you are just as knee deep into this
but
as
I
you.
Did tell you. But I did tell
you. No, you flipped the script and went to something else.
I did tell you at 7:30 we can go through the whole plan and all that.
No, we don't got to.
I'm not going to ramble off one or two points so we can sit up and go back and forth for 15 minutes on the two points. Let's take our time.
Right.
It's a reason why I want to break down with the brother. I don't want to just throw out a point or two that we argue.
I would prefer
to educate my brother because he specifically said he don't know a lot about the politics and he haven't looked into it. So, no, I'm not just going to throw out a point that we can argue for 15 minutes. Let's take our time. And we can go over this thing slowly, and I'll help to educate you. That's what I prefer to do. I'm offering to do that.
Yes, indeed. All right, family, if you're just joining us, this is the post-election show. They didn't gave it to Biden. we don't know how this thing going to play out. The inauguration ain't until January, so we got November, December. We got less than 2 months to go to things start really getting heavy. So Trump don't seem worried. He playing golf. So, hey, I'm relaxed too. I would, you know what I'm saying? If the man about to get kicked out and he say, hey, I ain't worried, I'm playing golf, say, I'm relaxed, I don't care, whatever. So
right, he
do. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. Yeah, you want to hop in, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, because I wanted to respond to him as well. I'm not ashamed to say it, that if I come across as a Trump supporter, it's fine. That doesn't shame me because I can clear that up. And I can be honest, just like everybody else, I'm not a Trump supporter. And the reason why I say I'm not a Trump supporter because I don't agree with every single thing about him. I'm not advocating for everything. But it is true that I would rather have Trump in office over Biden if I had to pick between the two. I'm not a voter, so I've already expressed that. Most of the callers will already know that into it for various reasons, but I would rather have Trump in office, and the reason is because of some things that he do want to do, or said he want to do it, at least. Anyway, I'd rather give him a shot. Now, if we had a better candidate, I may not say I'd rather have Trump over there if it was another person that had other things
right.
to offer, but at this
right.
point,
facts.
So
exactly.
yeah, I'm not a voter, exactly. but if I was going to be a voter, I will vote for Trump. And people just vote for, you know, who benefits them the most. So if Biden and what he stands for benefit you the most, then, hey, by all means, vote that away. You know, so
right.
I don't understand why people try to make it seem like it's a big deal if you choose to vote for Trump. Like, Biden is just, you know, like he's more of a monster.
That
I mean,
they
say it's like most of them, you know, are not going to come with everything to support us and that
yeah.
we, you know, that we're going to love anyway.
That
so
need, right.
Trump had some things that I would have liked to see happen if he would have stayed in office. So that's why. If I come across like that, that's why.
Yeah, and Joe Biden got
yeah.
a plan for the LGBTQ people and the illegal immigrants. That's what he got a plan for. So, hey. If that's what black people want to vote for and that's what they feel serves their needs, so be it. I would rather go with Trump's platinum plan that specifically outlined things for black people, not LGBTQ people, not illegal immigrants. So
yeah.
excuse
mm-hmm.
me for being a Trump supporter, but it is what it is.
Nothing. Because I know some people be like, well, that's only for 4 years. I've heard someone say that. And I mean, 4 years beats no year. So, okay, we get to the callers. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, Mufasa, you forgot to get a shout out to the postal workers who made sure your ballots got to the dumpsters on time.
I sure did.
And then. And on top of that, did y'all feel that shift? Y'all feel that great
shift? What happened?
Us getting put
what
back
happened?
Onto the back. They shifted us
yep,
to the back burner.
Back on
yeah.
the back burner. Back on the back burner. You said it right, brother.
I told y'all that's
know.
What they were going to do once they got done with us. Once they got done with the roll call, they were going to say back burner. They always want to ramp us up, and black people voted for the person that ain't gonna do nothing for us. No plan, no nothing. And black people
yeah.
also forget that Biden and Obama built prisons that still has yet to be filled. So
right.
And I guess black people they want someone who don't want to do shit for them, so they deserve what they get.
That's interesting what you said about the prisons, because they built Obama and Joe built prisons that you said hadn't been filled yet, and Trump was freeing people out of those prisons. But yet and still, black people
with you Biden over Trump.
They were still building prisons. And now they voted for Biden, like you said. Now black people got to get put back on the back burner for the faggot, and he's for the gay and lesbians and the illegal immigrant. Why we're getting put in third now, so they no longer need us. So they're done with us. Back to their original white agenda.
Yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Paul.
Like Brother Zen said, these folks like to cover carts.
Yes, indeed.
Good point,
right on,
brother.
Colin.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Great point.
Appreciate it.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, we back, family. This is a post-election show that they gave to Biden. So we still in building, kind of breaking it down. And like I say, my reaction from what I've been seeing, and to be honest, I've kind of stayed away from watching the news because I didn't want to get sucked up in the spin. But it's obvious, you know, by some of the calls that a lot of people have been caught up in the media spin and just got spun around, and they're believing what these people are putting out. You know what I'm saying? As far as how Biden is the savior, you know, they got Negroes like Van Jones on TV crying. Like, this is terrible. Like, and then they're trying to use if you criticize Kamala Harris, you're talking about black women. No, family, she's not even considered black, number one. The lady is Asian, East Indian. You know, these other terms, her father's Jamaican, but she's not a black American. Like, you got to tell folks, she does not represent black women. She has a whole white family, you know, a whole Caucasian family, you know, stepkids and all. Like, no, she doesn't represent black women family. She graduated high school in Montreal. Like, who does that? Like, how many, do any of us know somebody that didn't graduate high school in another country? Come on, fam. So she hasn't lived our experience, and from her record, she doesn't rock with us like that. You know, she was out in Cali locking folks up they was trying to charge people with the parents when their kids don't come to school, or some crazy, you know, deal to criminalize.
I don't care.
People that, you know, yeah, criminalize
care,
some victims. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you're talking about, kid. As long as President Trump out there, I don't care nothing that you're talking about.
No, fam.
I don't care about
that's,
nothing.
That's what we can't do. See, we can't be emotional, and then you try to get, and then people try to shame you for going in on these cats. Like, how? You're not, see, people are not paying attention. Once again, the media is spinning folks, and everybody goes along with it because you don't want to get shamed. You don't want your people. But if you call the Democrats for what they've done, family, it's almost criminal to what they've done to black people.
Facts.
Especially used our vote, because once again, the black people save the Democrats. Once again, family, and it, like I said, the Democrats like to keep you on that short leash, keep you right there with the dangling, and then they use a Trojan horse, black person, to say they black and wheel you on in and get your heart pumping, emotions. No, we done been there. At least I done been there, so I'm just saying. Because I'm just going to start speaking for me. I'm a black man. I'm just going to have to, you know, represent me and my family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't speak for all black people because I don't know what these Negroes out here doing. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. You know,
let's get some more emotional calls.
Let's get a couple calls.
Okay. Area code 314-805. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Peace, what's going on?
All right, first of all, so Kamala, not black, right?
Oh, it's true.
Your parents.
No, I don't. No,
here we go.
All right, here we
go. First generation.
Let me put my seatbelt on.
All right, what makes you black, I guess? Do both your parents have to be born in the U.S.?
You
right. So for me,
come on,
Go
ahead. I'm
real quick. When I say black, right? When I say black, I mean black American with at least 2 to 3 generations on this soil. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I say black American.
Okay. What do you mean, Brother Mustafa?
Black people, descendants of slaves.
Yeah. Okay. Is the minister black?
Right.
Yes, the minister is black.
Yes.
How is he black? His parents got down to the same lineage as Kamala's parents.
His mother was a jet black woman.
No, what country
his was father was from the Caribbean, but his mother was a cold black woman.
Okay, but what country
Kamala Harris' parents, her mother is pure Indian, and her father only has an eighth of black in him.
Right,
okay,
and his
what?
Family,
okay.
Yeah,
so,
his family
right,
came
so,
in a time
okay.
before, you know, that was a time
okay,
before.
Well,
like,
I think we're grasping at straws there. So I think by your definition, the minister is in black. Okay. To me, personally, right, I think we're. The grass minister, Minister Black. So anyway, so that's one thing. I had a platinum plan in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You could explain it to me. I see the $500 billion, right? Seeking infrastructure funding that will lead to widespread growth in the annual $500 billion federal contracting opportunity. That's one, all right? Grow minority-owned businesses with additional tax cuts to stimulate hiring and investment. Reach even greater levels of historic employment and wage growth for the black community set in 2019 so that anyone looking for a job gets one. All right, so now you can explain this to me. All I take is a couple minutes. The $500 billion, I don't even think he did it. Trump did anything for his base in cold country. Fueling access to capital for black-owned businesses. This came out in September 2020. Increase opportunities for small business lending and technical assistance to community development financial institutions in order to grow business, and create generational wealth opportunities with over $400 billion in lending. All right, so... Again, explain it to me. He's not saying it's black people. He keeps saying it's minority, which could be anyone, right?
Right.
You know,
that's true.
For lack of time, I'm just me personally. I'll let Brother Kev take it if you want. But for lack of time, I'm gonna answer your question with a question. Can you please pull up Joe Biden's plan for black people and tell me what it says?
Okay, give me a second.
Right, and I'm going to be honest, as far as I'm concerned, because I looked at both of the plans. I looked at the platinum plan, at least the bullet points, the platinum plan that they released. I looked at the Biden plan for black America, and I looked at Ice Cube contract with black America. But as far as Trump and Biden goes, I don't think there's anything in either one of them that's tangible for black Americans. We're talking about descending the slaves, like my brother just said. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Descendants of slave on this soil. So neither one of those plans come with it because, like you say, they come with the minority. They come with the urban development and all these type of things that don't specifically say black Americans.
All right. So here's Biden's plan, the Biden plan for black America. Advance the economic mobility of African Americans and close the racial wealth and income gaps, right? Expand access to high-quality education and tackle racial inequity in our education system. Make far-reaching investments ending health disparities by race. Strengthen America's commitment to justice. make the right to vote and the right to equal protection real for African Americans, address environmental justice, advance the economic mobility of African Americans, and close the racial gap. Okay, so then he goes into detail. At least he does mention African Americans in his. In the platinum.
Okay.
Brother,
yeah.
Honestly,
he definitely mentions African Americans. I give him this.
Okay.
I ain't hearing nothing about black people. I'm just hearing African Americans.
Okay. All right. So now you're asking the thoughts. Yeah, Trump didn't mention either one of them. I'd love to talk to you about it. But anyway, so both of them have a plan, right? Now, my other question was, how can a brother from the nation, and this is a question I don't have so much in common, for lack of the Ku Klux Klan, how can two groups on the opposite ends of the planet support the same cause? And that's because I don't know. I'm just asking. Because Trump can support both agendas, right? He appeals to white race. I have you want to put it, right? And I have some buddies who I've talked to. I'm like, damn, do they realize who the hell they talking to?
Right, let's let them respond,
like,
Colin.
Damn. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir, right on. Let's let them respond.
Okay,
go ahead, Mufasa. Right on, Colin. Appreciate you. Yes,
all
indeed.
Right,
thank you.
I'll listen. Bye.
All right, peace. Yes, indeed.
What was the
Mufasa?
Read that question to me again. What was the exact question? How does what?
I think he was asking, how are you in the nation and you support Donald Trump, knowing that he, you know, he's basically over white supremacists. Yeah.
No. His supporters are white.
Are white supremacists.
They're both.
That's fact.
Yeah. I mean, how can both groups support the same person? I mean, they just straight up out in your face racist.
I'm not speaking for the Nation of Islam. So let's get, when it comes to this topic here, I'm not speaking for the nation. I'm speaking for myself. Now, why I support Donald Trump is several things. One is I like the fact that he keep it real, keep it a buck, keep it solid, and speak what's on his mind. I like the fact how he will openly attack white racist people, fake news. I enjoy all that. I like the fact that he gave HBCUs 10-year funding for colleges. I like the fact that he created a First Step Act that released thousands of people from prison, a lot of them black. I like that. I like the fact that he implemented a plan going into his next term that would have helped black people. That's just some of the things. I can appreciate that. You know, I appreciate a person who say how they feel, speak their mind, and stand on what they believe in. I appreciate that. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to Joe Biden, I can't respect a person who is more slick and snaky and conniving like Joe is. Joe and Kamala is slick and snaky and devilish, even more so than Donald Trump. That's my opinion. Because I've seen what Joe Biden has done throughout his career. And I do not appreciate that 94 crime bill. That's just one thing. I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate what Kamala Harris did as a prosecutor. Those are direct attacks. Now, yeah, Trump may have said some crazy off-the-wall stuff here and there, but he ain't put no policies in place that incarcerated thousands of black people.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's why
I
support Donald Trump. Part of the reason. It would take me a long time to go
all
y'all.
Right, yes, indeed. Family, man, this has been a great show. Like, it's so much to say. Like, you know, this show only an hour and a half, and we just, you know, be getting warmed
just
up for real. But, yeah, it's so much to say on this topic because everybody, you know, has their different opinions and views. But, like I say, I try to, you know, I'm looking at things from a political point, from a mundane point, just to watch it. But really, I don't really care who's in office, I'm going to be honest. Because at this point, there's a lot more things going on, business that need to be handled, like I say, inside the black community, that voting's not going to cut it, especially for the president. Now, locally, yeah, you could probably make some things happen. But federal elections, the presidency, at this point, no, we can regroup, get ready for 2024, because that'll be here before you know it. Then what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to have 8 years of Biden. We're going to have 8 years of Biden as the president. Can y'all see that type of, you know?
Hey.
No.
And one thing I have to say, I do appreciate my brothers calling in, you know, and trying to hold me accountable. I appreciate that, love that in you. And if it ease y'all a little bit, just know, Brother Mufasa will not be supporting Joe Biden for 4 years. So you will not have to hear me speak highly of any white man this day forth. So hopefully that will ease you up a little bit. Donald Trump,
I
said earlier, was the only one that almost made me slip down the slippery slope of claiming this damn ratchet country. But now that that's over, I can shift back fully into my FOI uniform and down talk this ratchet country and its white people in charge. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, my brother. Dang. Yeah, like I say, these next 4 years, I'm really not feeling it. You know, I don't think we have individually, I'm going to be honest, individually, I have a lot of reasons to celebrate and be thankful, be grateful for. And I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm enjoying things. But as a group, collectively, you know, we got some work to do. So they say, you know, if you be the change you want to see in the world. So that's what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to do at least that, you know, be the change I want to see. But I, you know, I'm just not feeling this. So I made a joke, like, I'm turning my black card the way folks out here acting because Biden winning. I'm just go, you know, which I would never do, but I couldn't even do it. But I'm just saying, jokingly, it's like, come on, family. But I got a feeling, because I think we just thinking progressively, and folks will be on this page. It may take them 5 or 10 years to get here, but this is a space that you're going to naturally evolve to. Once you see that the system is so corrupt, you're going to make some changes and adjust. You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to do. So, but I digress, family, and I'm going to let Roger closes out.
Okay. Well, again, this was a great conversation, a great talk. I wish we had more time, because I know it's so much to say, because it's a lot involved in this. But I just walk away from this experience feeling okay that I didn't participate. You know, I have no regrets there. And I think this really further proves the point that, like Brother Kevin said, and I totally agree, if we want to actually really see more change, then maybe we need to look for other alternatives, you know, to do something first before we start to just run out here and vote. It's like you're giving yourself some medicine, but you ain't, you know, taking yourself away from whatever gave you the disease. Is like you still, you know, with somebody with, I hate to say this, that have herpes and you ain't taking no medicine, or you taking medicine but you're still doing the same thing. It's just like, it just doesn't make sense. It's just backwards. I just don't get it. So we really do need to, maybe I shouldn't have said that because I didn't have enough time to clear that up. But
man, that was rough.
But I hope I'm making my point, though. If not, then catch me next Sunday. I'll clear it up then. But I appreciate everybody for calling in and tuning in with us and supporting us. Tune in with us next Sunday. I will be here 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Hey,
we got to clear up these herpes.
that.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about.